is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. The U.S. Congress has passed a two-day stopgap spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend, and the White House says the president has signed the bill. It's part of a last-minute effort by lawmakers to buy additional time for negotiations on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. Negotiators are seeking to resolve a battle over emergency Federal Reserve lending powers. The hope for agreement would provide more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, a $300 per week bonus federal jobless benefit, and $600 in direct payments to individuals. Reconnaissance flights showed entire villages wiped out in Fiji Saturday as authorities put the cost of devastating Cyclone Yasa at hundreds of millions of dollars. A state of natural disaster has been declared for 30 days as emergency services scrambled to provide food and clothing to the worst affected areas. The superstorm slammed into Fiji's second largest island state late Thursday, leaving a trail of destruction. Of the 24,000 people who evacuated their homes at the height of the storm, more than 16,000 are still unable to return. The National Disaster Management Office said in a statement that more than 93,000 people were affected. It said the number of casualties may rise when communications are restored. French prosecutors said Saturday they had charged and imprisoned a former close associate of disgraced American billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. The detainee was the prominent French modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel. He was charged for alleged sex crimes involving minors. Epstein was arrested in 2019 on charges of trafficking underage girls for sex. The following month, he was found dead in his jail cell while awaiting trial. This is VOA News. Afghan and NATO officials in Afghanistan say five rockets have been fired at a major U.S. base. There are no casualties reported. A spokeswoman for the governor in northern Parwan province says the rockets hit Bagram Airfield. She says 12 rockets were placed in a vehicle and five of them were fired while police were able to defuse seven others. A NATO official confirmed the attack and said initial reports indicated that the airfield was not damaged. No one immediately claimed responsibility. In April, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for five rocket attacks on the base. The IS has also claimed responsibility for multiple attacks in Kabul in recent months, including on educational institutions that killed 50 people, most of them students. China has drawn up new rules that will allow authorities to review foreign investment on national security grounds. The country's state planning agency said Saturday that the new review system will cover foreign investments in military sectors, as well as important investment in energy, natural resources, agriculture, internet technology, and financial services, the National Development and Reform Commission, or NDRC, said. The NDRC said the review system was in line with international practice and would help balance economic benefits with the need to ensure national security. Three United Nations organizations are calling for immediate humanitarian assistance to parts of South Sudan's Jonglei state, where people have run out of food and are facing catastrophic levels of hunger. This is according to a report released Friday on food insecurity in the country. The report identified Pibor County as one of the areas experiencing a crisis level of food insecurity due to widespread flooding and other issues, which have prevented aid agencies from delivering food. It said in the coming year, an estimated 5.8 million people in South Sudan will likely face acute food insecurity. Estimates are that by mid-2021, 60% of the South Sudanese population is expected to be acutely malnourished, according to the United Nations. It's the highest total in 3 years. Experts say the shortages are due to internal violence, low crop production, the COVID-19 pandemic, and economic uncertainty. At least 12 people were killed Friday and more than 10 others wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in central Somalia ahead of a planned address by Somalia's prime minister. This is according to authorities and witnesses. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.